Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
John Siegley and Don Callahan here from Inside Carolina. Don, the Tar Heels picked up a commitment from a wide receiver last week. Welton Spotsville from Havelock, North Carolina, chose the Heels over finalist West Virginia and Eastern Carolina University. Now, I do not know a whole lot about Spotsville. How would you describe him as a wide receiver?
He's a slot guy who you can throw the pass to him on a screen or a short route, and he has the vision, he has the balance to evade defenders, run through traffic, and find his way to the end zone. I mean, he's just that type of guy that whenever he touches the ball, he's always a threat to score. He'll contribute in the return game also, but he's a guy that the coaches can definitely find some certain packages for him and take advantage of him.
Now, at 6'195", that's a really solid weight for a wide receiver. Do you see him as kind of adding muscle to his frame once he gets to a college strength and conditioning program?
Well, he'll add some, but I mean, he won't add a whole lot because he doesn't have that huge frame. But he's a solid size now, which kind of speaks to his ability as a runner after he catches the ball. He will use his vision and his anticipation to gain yards, and he's not going to break a whole lot of tackles, but if you don't tackle him properly, he'll bust through any sort of arm tackles.
And then how important is it that the Heels were able to get a commitment from the Havelock High School program?
Havelock has been one of the top talent producing high schools in North Carolina for the last, 10 years or so. And so whenever you have this pipeline establishing with a school like that, it's only going to help you in future classes because he's the second guy from Havelock that UNC has signed in 2 years. So when Havelock has additional players in future years, and they will, those guys can lean on Avery Jones, who's from Havelock, who signed with North Carolina last class, and Welton Spotsville. And it's only going to help North Carolina's chances with those guys.
All right. Thank you for the information, Don. Get the full scoop on UNC football recruiting. Check out the InsideCarolina.com Carpet Premium message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.